Greetings again from the Gunflint Trail. The Northland is turning the corner in July, with weekend number 3 going into the books. Border Country has experienced some swell atmospheric conditions as I hit the keyboard with this Gunflint scoop. With temperate air, cooling breezes, and mostly sunny skies, it has made for some great dock time, including last weekend. Dock time for yours truly affords a terrific opportunity for contemplation. Following another week of American tragedy, there has been much to think about. Solving our ever-growing societal dilemmas seems overwhelming to nearly impossible, as greed and self-gratification continue not yielding an inch toward compromise and/or respect of our fellow man. It's just pretty discouraging for a country that once prided itself in being a land of opportunity for all. It sure makes me thankful for living in our unorganized territory, where peace and civility are still the order of life. On a happier note, while down on the dock last Sunday, when not pondering American ills, I was nudged back to the reality of how great this place is, by rolling lake waters, with gentle whitecaps and shadows being cast on the Canadian hillside by puffy clouds. The world seemed at peace as one roller meshed into another, and the heavenly wisp of gauze slowly eased over the green mountaintops to be gone forever. We in this neck of the woods are so fortunate to reside far away from the hubbub of an urban America gone wild, in spite of constant media bombardment. Ongoing news from the Upper Trail has me reporting about berries, biting bugs, and bunnies. First up is the progress of blueberry ripening. A few pickers are hitting the patches and gathering early purple pearls. However, most reports indicate the best is yet to come, probably in another week or two. As to the bug situation, black flies have simmered down a bit, but still can be stirred up. No-see-ums remain a nightly nuisance if lighted windows are left open, and mosquitoes are lurking in mass as the sun sets. Knowing how these winged terrorists get after we humans, one has to feel for the critters of the woods that must be in 24/7 agony from these carnivorous nippers. Meanwhile, snowshoe hares are practicing multiplication exercises with diligence. The hopping crowd can be noted at almost any turn of the road. I can't remember observing so many during any one season as I'm seeing this summer, and other folks are echoing similar information. This speaks well for critters seeking a rabbit dinner, especially Canadian lynx. We might look for increased lynx appearances as fall and winter grow closer. Elsewhere out this way, the ghostly reminders of the Ham Lake fire are diminishing in many areas bit by bit. A recent trip to end of the trail finds far fewer of the charred skeletal remains lurking over the landscape. One might guess the windstorms of a few weekends ago took down great numbers and buried them in the surging green rebirth. While driving any number of our backcountry roads, I'm often compelled to visit with myself about the traveled surface. I have taken to doing an assessment of quality versus appalling on those I traverse. I find many county-maintained pathways to be in a difficult to deplorable state. At the same time, I realize this is a huge county with many arteries to be serviced, and understand the difficulty in keeping each road up to snuff and everyone happy. Nevertheless, my midsummer rating finds the Sag Lake Trail to be far and away the clubhouse leader in regard to rattle-your-teeth roughness. I feel for those folks having to make daily trips on this rolling corduroy course. Number 2 on my list and gaining on the Sag Lake Trail is County Number 20, the South Gunflint Lake Road. In both cases, I hope I'm not offending residents residing along these backwoods byways, but rough is rough, and potholes, washboards, and ruts are what they are. Our big Gunflint canoe race event is now at hand. Finally, after months of planning, canoeists will hit the water this coming Wednesday evening. Kids' activities begin at 4 p.m., food service at 4:30, and the first race at 6, all on the Gunflint Lodge waterfront. Expect to have another great evening in canoe country as we celebrate summer and the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department. Last but not least, from this weekly commentary volunteer, thanks once again for stepping up with a pledge of support in last week's WTIP Summer Membership Drive. All station followers proudly confirmed their friendship, showing that with a little help from our friends, anything is possible. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, hoping sanity and peace can get a grip on our violent world.